listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Guys, from Game of Thrones to the NBA playoffs we go, where last night in Portland, the Trailblazers beat the Thunder 114-94. Portland now leads the series 2-0. So, RJ, what is the Vegas perspective on what we saw last night in Oregon?
You know, my dad told me a story once. He said Thomas Edison, one time his invention facility burnt to the ground. And it's like his life's work. It's not like, you know, insurance or some stuff was irreplaceable. And he brought out his son and he said, look at that. You're never going to see a fire like that again. Well, kids, others, you're going to see Steve Fezzik, professional batter, do something that you would think is almost impossible. It's like a once-in-a-lifetime fire. His best bet for the country when it came to series bets, this is a guy that has a mansion and a yacht because he's such a good batter. His best bet was Oklahoma City to win the series as a favorite. The road team as a favorite. Now, after his senior day, you would think he'd say, I'm coming in. I'm going to explain how I'm wrong. You know, I was interested. Like, what can we learn? You only got to win 55% of the time. So you accept your losses, but you try to learn from them. Instead, Brad, how shocked were you when Fezzik said, oh, no, OKC's been the right side the whole time?
I was stunned. And this is coming from a guy that usually gives us one or two a week.
One or two stunners a week.
Yes.
So we're going to just give him, he's got his own, whenever Fezzik is double talking, he's got his own theme music. So Steve, the nation awaits. Explain how OKC is the right pick in the series.
Well, betting them for the series was a lot better than betting them games one or games two, because we're still
alive. Like saying, that's like falling from 20 stories or 30 stories.
Fair enough. I have not lost my bet yet, and I am so optimistic.
Okay, okay. Hold on a second. His answer is it could have been worse, and it's yet to be 100% loser.
Here is what has happened, RJ. Portland has shot well from three-point range. They've made 42% of their threes. Oklahoma City has been horrendous from three-point land. They're shooting 16%. They're making 1/6 of their three-pointers. Think about this.
So how many are you going to give us another couple ways to say 16%? So what you're saying is Portland's playing good basketball, OKC's playing bad basketball, thus OKC was the right side.
No. What I'm saying is that all of this point differential is attributable to favorable three-point shooting for one team, Portland, and horrific three-point shooting for Oklahoma City. If they were only close, Portland could should be shooting better than Oklahoma City from three. And they
wait, hold on. You said Oklahoma City should be shooting better than Portland from three?
I'm saying if Oklahoma City had just hit a quarter of their three-pointers, anything reasonable, this series would be 1-1.
Well, hold on,
fine.
Hold on a second. So what's been the scoring margins?
5 and 20.
And the first game was 5?
Yep.
Okay. So what you're saying is they make 2 more 3. And again, you never know how the end game goes. They make 2 more 3s, they win.
Yes. And they should have made about 5 more 3s.
How's that?
They're shooting 10 for 61 for the series. They should be 20 for 61 if they just hit a third of their threes, and that's not even very good, RJ.
Now, listen, a lot of people listening who aren't steeped in gambling knowledge are going to think, well, wait a minute, isn't that what basketball is, making threes or not, or making shots or not? It's like saying, if only we threw more touchdown passes, we would have won the football game. Except in basketball, there is a luck factor, whereas you can take the same 20 shots one day and make 14, same 20 the next day and make 7. You didn't change. The defense didn't change. And to some degree, like turnovers in the NFL, that's how we identify over or underperforming teams. Now, Brad, you've got a stat, Brad Powers, that really reinforces how badly OKC's been shooting.
So Oklahoma City has played 84 games this season, 82 in the regular season, 2 postseason games. Oklahoma City's 2 worst performances from three-point range, game 1, game 2 against Portland.
Wow. Wow, that's a stat. Brad Powers, we're straight out of Vegas. I'm RJ Bell. So I could almost believe it, But let's ask ourselves, is there anything other than randomness that could be affecting the shooting? My first hypothesis would be Russell Westbrook is a high-intensity player. To me, his greatest attribute as a player, he's always given you his heart. He's given you his all. What I found is when you care enough to play hard on a Tuesday night in Utah, you care so much you can get tight when the stakes are super high. With football coaches, we've seen this. I make the case, Bill Snyder at Kansas State underperformed in bowl games. Why? He's been so intense in his career, and I know players that played for Kansas State. It was really a tense situation in those bowl games. I think Bill Cowher, as a Steelers fan, they won a lot of games in the regular season because of his intensity, but they got tight in those AFC Championship games. Wouldn't we make the case Westbrook has a history of underperforming in the playoffs, going back to the time immemorial for Westbrook, and maybe it's not just fluke after fluke after fluke. Maybe fundamentally his intensity works against him in the playoffs.
Certainly a major concern, and you referenced it, Utah.
It wasn't a concern two games ago?
It was a factor, but I thought the other factors mitigated it. Especially, I expected Oklahoma City to have a good matchup here. They'd done so well in the regular season, sweeping this Portland team.
Because there was no pressure.
Now there's more pressure.
Number two, an open question. What's our level of certainty about Paul George's health? I mean, producer Mackey said, oh, his eye test on game one was horrible. Jonas, you're the guy that's got the perspective of the fan. With just your eyes, how does Paul George look?
He doesn't look 100%. And in fact, as a team, they look generally a step slower than Portland at times.
Even beyond Paul George.
Yes.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
All right, guys, listen. I get this question a lot. Why do you put up with Fezzik? I mean, it's almost every day. And I think this segment is going to show it because no other radio show could do this. We're going to talk about how the pros, and Fezzik is the only two-time Super Contest champion.
In all the five boroughs, I'm known. I'm known all over the f-ing world.
All right, Fez, let's start with it. Home games versus away, it matters in specific spots. We want to look at those spots first when we glance at the schedule.
Yeah, you don't want a home game in London or in Mexico City. Essentially, you'll lose a home game when that occurs.
So effectively, you got seven true home games, and someone's got to be the home team, right? There's no real advantage to it over there. And then plus you've got that crazy trip that's draining too.
Exactly. So you're adding all these miles that you need to log and you lose the home game. A double negative. Whenever I look at betting season wins, I love to fade teams.
And that's what we're trying to figure out is we knew who these teams were going to play. I'm a Steelers fan. I knew the 16 teams we were going to play. Now it's when. What the situation is, number one is no home game, quote unquote, in London or Mexico City.
Exactly.
I think not as important, but also important, you don't want a road game on Thursday.
Yeah, it's so difficult to have to play on the road with a short work week. And we saw that probably the poster child was the Minnesota Vikings. Remember when they had to travel across the country to the Rams, one of the most difficult schedule spots of the year. Don't want a team that has to play road games on Thursday night.
All right, so that's the starting point. Number two, we want to look at net rest. Net rest.
Yeah, so what do we mean by net rest? We don't want to have to play a whole lot of teams off of bye weeks. That's like the worst possible
situation.
So they
got more rest than you in that case.
Exactly right. What we want is we want to be able to play teams off Monday night games where they come in on a short week. So we go ahead and compile, hey, how many days rest do we have versus our opponents? What's the net? And we want a net positive.
Now, the Giants 2 years ago, I was on Colin talking about this, had a minus 22 net rest and I mean, I don't know how much that contributed to that very poor season they had, but it doesn't help. And Brad, the NFL has discussed, we want to make sure that it's not that out of whack again. But still, you'll have some teams are minus 10, other teams are plus 10. It's meaningful. RJ Bell, straight out of Vegas. What's the secret way? And it really is secret. Well, not anymore, I guess. When it comes to how the pros approach the schedule release and how you adjust your power rankings, your optimism for various teams. Now, we've talked about you don't want home games in London and Mexico City. You don't want road games on Thursday. You want net rest. What about buys? Every team gets one bye. How does it factor in?
You want a late bye, ideally. Think about how hard it is to play week after week in the NFL, but by the end of September, most of the teams aren't very injured. You kind of waste your bye when you have a late September or early October bye. Ideally, you want that bye early in November.
Last factor here, net travel. Some teams like Seattle, it matters where you are. Inherently, you're going to travel more. But sometimes you're lucky is your road games are close. A team that might be a far trip is home. How do you think about net travel?
Yeah, and it's a big negative to have a whole lot of travel. And frankly, I make this very simplistic. I just add up all the miles that a team has to fly over the course of a season and compare and contrast teams that have to fly a whole lot of miles with those that don't have to do nearly as much travel.
Straight out of Vegas, RJ Bell, we are live, and we might as well give you the live lines of some of these week one games. And we've got aspiring... It's almost like Robert Goulet, John Goulet, aspiring newsman Brad Powers.
Yeah, the NFL season, the 100th season of the NFL opens up Thursday night.
Not too much flourish. Yeah. Get to the numbers.
Bears at home against the Packers. The Bears a 3.5-point home favorite. Next up.
All right, so Bears, let's do instant reaction here. Bears are at home 3.5.
Bears at home 3.5. Sounds
so
right to
me. Saying they're clearly the better team than Green Bay.
Yeah, it looks spot on to me.
All right.
Next up, the Eagles at home against the Redskins. Eagles, an 8-point favorite.
I mean, who's the quarterback for the Redskins?
Yeah, well, might be Colt McCoy.
Give me some Eagles right there. Go ahead.
The Jets, a 3.5-point home favorite over the Bills.
Wow, so the Jets are better than the Bills.
Yeah, they're buying Le'Veon Bell.
Let's take the 3.5, right, RJ?
I like the 3.5. I downgrade the Jets 0.5 for having Le'Veon
Bell. Pretty equal
Bell.
Teams. We'll take that 3.5.
And the Ravens at the Dolphins. How about the Ravens, a 3.5-point road favorite?
Now, Fez, you've got a theory. Dolphins are the worst team in the NFL.
Yeah, Dolphins, I think, are going to be historically bad. I hate laying 3.5 on the road, but if I had to make a bet, it would be with the road favorite.
Browns, much hyped at home against the Titans. The Browns, a 5-point home favorite.
Well, that's showing a lot of respect for the Titans, I think. Feels right. I thought they would have went a little. I wouldn't have been surprised if that was 6.5, and I would have liked the Titans.
5 feels about right.
But that feels right as you as a handicapper. I'm saying the market. Go ahead.
Cowboys at home against the Giants. Cowboys a 7.5-point home favorite.
Ooh, that's a lot of disrespect for the Giants.
I don't think much of Eli Manning or the Giants. I think it's right.
Mm. And you like this one. Sunday Night Football. Patriots at home against your Steelers. The Patriots a 6-point home favorite.
Boy, I got to like the patch up. But remember, we'll probably have some point one of the better bets you can make is at some point in September, we're going to say right here on this show, remember now, guys, Belichick looks at September as an extended preseason. So game one, I'm not as anxious to get on the Pats, but I tell you, I don't want to bet against them. History tells us that.
Be sure to catch live editions of Straight Outta Vegas weekdays at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific.
I'm RJ Bell. We are straight out of Vegas.
And I'm Jonas Knox, voice of You, the Fan. They will be tipping off Game 2 in Boston 12 minutes from now in the NBA playoffs. 3 games on the playoff docket tonight. We start with the Celtics hosting the Pacers. Boston, an 8-point favorite on pregame.com.
Lean or like Steve Fezzik?
I lean to Indiana. There's a recurring theme in my picks tonight, RJ. We've got three home teams that all won by blowouts in game one, and I think there's going to be overconfidence in those home teams, including Boston. They won by 10 points against Indiana. Indiana doesn't have any superstars. I could see Boston going through the motions a little bit in this game and having a letdown. I lean to Indiana.
But the theory is, the zigzag theory, it's not just a potential letdown for the team that won, it's increased motivation for the team that lost, Indiana in this case. But this is a rare game, and we saw a great example of the zigzag yesterday. Whereas Portland won game one, you would think, okay, and the line was 3 in that game. You would think line goes up a little bit. Portland's a little bit better than we thought. The line was like 1. Why? Guys like you, OKC lovers, expected the zigzag, where one team's a little bit complacent, the other team's extra motivated. Now, the fact that OKC didn't win doesn't change it. Historically, that zigzag has been meaningful to the results. Now, the marketplace is now, in the modern era, accounting for it, and that thus you saw the line drop. Here, though, the zigzag would say the Pacers line should be less than in game one. What do we got?
No, and the line has actually gone up. The game one line was Celtics minus 7. Now we're looking at a line, didn't drop, went up to 7.5 and even 8 in some places.
So that tells me this is the marketplace, the Vegas bettors saying, we've reevaluated how good Boston, because the situation, there's no reason Indiana shouldn't benefit from the zigzag, right?
Indiana benefits from the zigzag, yes.
Okay, so the fact that the line's gone up tells me they've upgraded Boston, downgraded Indiana, maybe even upwards net of 1.5.
Correct.
Think about that. The zigzag says this line should have gone down. It's gone up. There's been a total reevaluation of how good Boston is relative to Indiana. And Vegas think Boston is significantly better than Indiana, even more so than they thought just one game ago. I'm always skeptical when there's a big adjustment from one game. I like the Pacers tonight.
At 9:30 Eastern time on TNT, the Jazz are at the Rockets. Houston, already up 1-0 in the series, is a 6.5-point favorite.
And I lean to Utah here, plus the 6.5. The game one line was 6.5. The Rockets annihilated Utah by over 30 points. And as RJ discussed, similar situation to the Celtics line. Here's an all-in effort for Utah with the zigzag.
But we also think there's been a reevaluation saying that after seeing Houston dominate game one, the market's saying, yeah, you've convinced us, Houston, you're a little better than we thought.
Exactly right.
But then you add in the zigzag, which benefits Utah. Net, the line stayed the same.
Correct. And by the way, zigzag is 4-1 for the teams that were down 0-1 year-to-date in the playoffs.
Okay, so it's been working so far.
The Bucks are a 14.5-point favorite hosting the Pistons. Tip-off is 8 Eastern time on NBA TV.
This isn't just a normal game for you. This is one where you're taking off the rubber band.
Stop on Detroit. And yes, I bet Detroit plus 15. Detroit is in the ultimate zigzag situation here. They got annihilated by Milwaukee. They lost game one by 35 points. So we know that Detroit is going to bring as big an effort as they can, and it's just human nature. Milwaukee should let up in this game. They lay over this Detroit team. Blake Griffin is injured. He's probably not going to play, and I can see Milwaukee being complacent, similar to how Golden State got complacent in their game one after blowing out the Clippers game one.
Now, the difference is Golden State has multiple titles under their belt. Milwaukee, it's like a guy, you know, like if you became a rock and roll star and like 20 girls a day were throwing themselves at you, after 5 years of that, you'd probably be like used to it. But the second day it was happening, would you say, no big deal? I wonder if Milwaukee, because this is so new to them, feeling so good to dominate a playoff game, isn't it about the momentum and them keeping it more so than getting complacent?
It's certainly an issue, but RJ, look at the line value here. Game one, for most of the week, Milwaukee was laying 13 in game one. Now Milwaukee's laying 14.5 to 15. That's a big difference.
It's another time the zigzag's not working because they've upgraded Milwaukee. By the way, guys, 2,300 votes in, should we discuss once a week, even for a minute, the Game of Thrones odds? 50% says yes. 50% says no. There's 50 minutes left to vote. I love democracy. Oftentimes you hear, I wonder if my vote counts. Does it really count? It will. Just go to @RJInVegas on Twitter. Yes, it's a phenomenon, Game of Thrones. No, it's a TV show. Literally 50-50. And remember, guys, this vote is binding. No subjectivity. Whoever wins, it's what we do.
The Odd Couple is next. If you missed any of today's show, you can check out the podcast at foxsportsradio.com. We are Straight Out of Vegas. Back tomorrow, 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 o'clock Pacific, right here on Fox Sports Radio.
Straight Out of Vegas!
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.